Hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome to Tuesday Night Live. The word of live is worth the drive. Glory. Thank you, Lord. You are our God, the one we live for. Yes. How's everybody tonight? That you are. That you are. Did you grab your swords tonight? Training for reigning? In Psalm 37, please. Glory. Psalm 37. Hallelujah. Oh, snap. Is everybody there? Let's start at verse 1. Psalm 37, verse 1. Do not what? Fret because of evildoers. There's a lot of evildoers going on this day. You betcha. Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. But what? Trust in the Lord and do good. 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 And he says here, dwell in the land and feed on his what? Faithfulness. It's called faith food. How many of y'all need some faith food? Amen. It's very powerful what he expresses here, because he says, if the only way you're going to trust in the Lord and do good and dwell in the land that I've given you is to eat faith food, you must increase faith. Amen. He says, delight. What's going to happen after you continue to eat? Not only you're going to trust in the Lord, you're going to do good, you're going to dwell in the land, you're going to delight yourself also in the Lord, because you're going to want more. When you don't want more, there's a problem. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Well, he's not going to give you your carnal desires. He's going to give you his desires that he imparts in your heart. See, there, now that means that there's something important. We must discern what desires are of his and what are not. And so many times people just move by how they feel. How many of y'all know a desire is an emotion? Yeah. It says, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. What are you going to commit? You're going to commit everything into his hands. That's why he says, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. So what comes in other words, whatever he gives us, we give back to him. And what he does then is once he cleans it up and he prepares it and he prepares me and you to receive at a specific time, one of the things that's vitally important is position. If you're not spiritually positioned, he doesn't release it. But I can tell you the enemy will feed you when you're not in position. But what happens is many individuals can't discern because things seem to be going well. Hello? They may be going well, but they may not be God. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also him. He will bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the what? Noonday. So what's he trying to express? Righteousness. In other words, you're standing firm. It doesn't matter about anything else but what pleases him. It's not about fame, money, possessions, prosperity, gifts, nothing. Even gifts of the Spirit. Everything that matters that he wants to express his righteousness through me and you. And that's how he gets the glory. It says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Let me tell you something. If you're not eating faith food, you cannot rest. You can't wait. You are anxious for everything. I. Me. Need. Want. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Listen, if you can't trust him, you can't wait for him. Amen? Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Do not fret and only causes what? Harm. Trust. Do. Dwell. Feed. Feed me. Feed me, Lord. Do you ask him, Lord, feed me from your throne room today. Feed me. God doesn't give you junk food. We have a teaching, I think, called junk food or something like that. He doesn't give you junk food. Everything that he feeds you is to exchange you for him. He's always trying to increase our faith in everything he does. He wants to bring encouragement. Trust, do, dwell, feed. What do we need? We need to be fed with what? Faith food. Without faith food, there's no faith. In John chapter 6, faith food. John chapter 6 and verse 56. Well, let's start at 53. Oh, snap. We could go along on this one. Let's start at 51. Are you all there? Amen. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Then Jesus said, "The most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will what? Live forever." It's called faith food. Faith food. Listen, he says, feed on me. Feeding on me, look, we know that the word says man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So what he's expressing here, it's more than just the arena of God's words. It's his presence. It's his character. In other words, you're feeding on every part of him. Every part of him. That's why it says, what does the word say? Acknowledge me in all of your ways, right? You know, establish our paths, our steps. Everything that you and I are doing, we are to be eating faith food. We won't be anxious. We won't be blind. We won't be deaf. And we won't be hardened heart. We will not lack a thing. Not lack a thing. And your desire for more will not be to promote yourself or for your selfish needs. It'll be to expand the kingdom of God. See, there is a difference, man. A total difference. It's a total different realm. If somebody were to tell you, look at man, if you take this pill, you can enter another realm. They used to call that mescaline. LSD. You enter another realm. The problem is this is a demonic realm. Amen? So what does the world feed us? Lies. And whatever the devil feeds you will bring bondage. It will bring lack. It will bring self. It will promote flesh. It will promote the works of the flesh. It will promote bitterness, resentment, and regret. It will promote fear. Does everybody understand? All of these things that the enemy wants us to constantly feed. He wants to use us. He feeds us with these things. And then he uses to get fed off of us. Because it always promotes a reaction, not a response. When you eat junk food, it promotes a reaction. Some people break out. They get crazy. You've been around kids that eat a lot of sugar? Sheesh. You get around some adults that eat a lot of drink. How about a lot of coffee? Snap. Hallelujah. So we feed on him, all of him. Not just a part of him, all of him. That takes relationship. Amen? He is the food of faith. What is faith? Faith brings what? Spiritual sight. Spiritual sight to do. Amen? Not only to do, but to also walk in the Spirit. He is the food from heaven. He is the Word who became flesh for me and you. So what he wants us to do is become more like him. So that we don't get moved. Our foundation is solid. When you have a foundation that is solid, you're not moved. You see things all the way through. It doesn't mean that you won't go through trials. It doesn't mean you won't get upset sometimes. It doesn't mean you won't get offended. But it's what you do with it. Amen? It's what you do with it. Would you turn to John 21? John 21. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith food. Oh, snap. Is everybody there? John 21, verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, what did Jesus said to Simon Peter? Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And he said, yes, Lord. You know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. You know, when Jesus says, if you love me, he says, you'll obey me. He said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. And he said to him a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you were old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. What was he sharing with him? Feed my sheep. Look at, when we eat from him, we become more like him. Then what happens? He feeds his sheep through us. But you can't give what you don't have. Amen? You can't, in other words, that's why it's so important that we eat faith food. Why? Because we become a storehouse. And then what he does is he takes from us the food and feeds his sheep. If you love him, you obey him, you'll learn from him. He said, feed my sheep. Then what happens is, as he feeds us, we allow him to feed others. Amen? In Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, in verse 19. Is everybody there? Anybody there? Praise God. Let's speak it together. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. But he who restrains his lips is what? Wise. The tongue of the righteous is what? Choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. The lips of the righteous do what? Feed many. Does everybody see that? But fools die for lack of wisdom. So the lips of the righteous provide faith food. What did Jesus come to do? He came to open the eyes of the blind, right? Well, it's a faith food. Why? Because faith is spiritual sight. In Proverbs 13, in verse 1, a wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the unfaithful feeds on what? Violence. So those who are feeding on faith food and those who are feeding on worldly food, carnal, they feed on violence. He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Again, the lips of the righteous provide faith food. Amen? But the lips of the wicked provide death food. In Proverbs 15, in verse 12. Proverbs 15, verse 12. A scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. Why would a scoffer not love one who corrects him? Because he's not eating the right food. What you eat is what you are. Remember, what you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what you become. Amen? What I speak is what I eat. What I eat is what I become. So if I am getting fed faith food, I'm going to speak according to faith. I'm going to become more faithful. Because what I speak is what I eat, and what I eat is what I become. In verse 13, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. The heart of him who has understanding seeks what? Knowledge. But the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Again, what you're eating is what you're becoming. Why? Because what you speak is what you eat. Amen? Remember, you've always heard me say over and over, you can't live on Twinkies, right? You'll be preserved. They won't even have to bury you. They'll just put you in the corner. Ezekiel 13. Okay, let's go to Ezekiel 3 then. Just remove the one in front. Ezekiel 3, verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Ezekiel 3, verse 1. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this what? Scroll. What was written on the scroll? Amen. His words. He said, eat the scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that scroll. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey and sweetness. Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with what? My words. To who? To them. Why? Because he just ate faith food. For you are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of unfamiliar speech and hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have not listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent. And what? Hard. In other words, they're rebellious. Their hearts are hard. Do you know that you can't receive when you have a hardened heart? Behold, I make your face strong against their faces and your forehead strong against their forehead. Like an adamant stone harder than flint, I make your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed of their looks, though they are a what? A rebellious heart. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you and hear with your ears, and go get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. Eat the scroll. This is now the scroll. Amen. Now don't tear your pages out and start eating it. Amen. Remember, what you speak is what you eat, and what you eat is what you become, because it is the ministry of the Spirit, which means ministry of breath. In Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. And of course, we've heard this multiple times. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. In other words, he can outwit you if you do not eat faith food. He delivers the food of deception. That's what he feeds. It's called food of deception. And he said to the woman, as God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to her, the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die, for God knows in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. In other words, once they ate, they depended on themselves. There was no more dependence on God. They went from surrender to survival. That's what the enemy promotes. Survival mode, not surrender mode. So you can tell that when you start fighting for your life again, you're eating junk food. Amen? You're eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that promotes fear and survival. You begin to rely on yourself. What else would it promote? Lust of the eye, lust of the faith, and what? Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Pride. Eve ate the food of deception and lost sight. Does everybody get it? She ate the food of deception and lost sight. She would have ate the tree of life. It was called the food of faith. She had maintained spiritual sight. In Hebrews chapter 5. Is everybody okay? Why are we getting this? Because more and more deceptive food is being released everywhere. And it's amazing how many people are eating it. Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 12. Let's speak it together, please. For though by this time you ought to be what? Teachers. You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a what? a babe. Let me tell you something. This may sound strange to you, but I don't believe you need to eat milk. I truly believe that God feeds us meat. We should not eat milk. It should be meat. So I believe God does something very strange. He takes meat and puts it in a bottle for some. They don't even know that they're eating meat. Because when you eat meat, it's faith food. You change quicker. Does everybody understand that? You change quicker. And you don't even realize that you're changing. Next thing, you know, you're increasing faith. You begin to change because you're eating faith food. And you're beginning to speak things differently. You begin to think differently. You begin to see things through. You begin to realize that the enemy will use anyone he can. Amen? He'll use anyone. People go, well, I don't understand why the devil did this with it. Because the person let the devil use them. But I'll tell you what, you'll be more bold if you're eating faith food. In fact, you'll hate evil if you eat faith food. Because you know the devil's trying to steal your food. He's trying to get you to exchange it all the time. Faith for flesh. Faith for fear. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Okay, let's go a little further. Let's start at verse 12 again. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You have come to need milk and not solid food, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskillful in word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Let me tell you, one of the things the devil wants to do is keep people to be a babe. Jesus don't want people to be a babe. Let me ask you this. Was Adam a babe? Think about that. Was Adam a babe? No. He was born a man. Let me tell you, you come into the kingdom of God, you are born a man and woman of God. You're not born a babe unless you choose to be. Of course, depending where you're getting fed, will either keep you as a babe or mature you. But solid food belongs to those who are what? Full age. That is those who by reason of use have their what? Senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Well, you can't discern it unless you're eating faith food. Now, you may discern what's good and evil, but you don't have dominion over it. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. In Mark chapter 8. In verse 13. Mark 8:13. And Jesus left him, getting into a boat again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat. Then he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. The word here, leaven, means evil. He's talking about evil food, something different, what they're saying. Take heed of what they're saying. If you hear the word heed, that means hear. Because what you speak, is what you what? Hear. Amen. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. They were concerned that they didn't have the bread, but that's not what he was talking about. But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? Why? Because they couldn't receive. Having ears, do you not see? Eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? Do you not remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments did you take up? They said to him, 12. Also, when I broke the seven for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they said, 7. In other words, he was reminding them that it wasn't about the bread. He could multiply it at any time. So he said to them, how is it you do not understand? How is it that you do not understand? What was he talking about? The leaven. Or what? The Pharisees, the religious are going to say. Why? Because they're not going to give you faith food. They're going to feed you deceptive food. Or they're going to keep you as a baby. Is everybody all right? Romans 10. Now, who's behind them? The enemy. Amen? Think about the problem. And I have to say problem because it is such a controversy in the body of Christ. About the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, laying hands on the sick, casting out devils. Look at the controversy in the body of Christ. Everybody in the body of Christ should be doing that. Everybody. It's a gift for everybody. But it's not happening. Amen? Because the enemy is infiltrated and began to feed junk food, deceptive food. So people don't believe it. All was for then in those days. Well, they can't even rightly discern the word of God and interpret it then. Because only by the Holy Spirit can you truly interpret what God is saying. If you're eating and fellowshipping with him, you'll have understanding. Think about the Last Supper. Weren't the disciples around eating with him? Amen. And of course, he knew the one that was going to be used by the devil, didn't he? He knew exactly what was what. Everything that Jesus was trying to do was feed them faith food. Everything. In Romans chapter 10, is everybody there? In verse something. In verse 15, it says, how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. They have not all obeyed the gospel. In other words, the gospel are the things that Jesus spoke. It is the message of truth. Gospel is faith food. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by what? Hearing. Hearing by the word of God or the voice of God or the presence of God. Amen. That's how faith comes. He feeds us with food. He's always feeding us. That's why he constantly says, feed off of me in every area, everywhere we go. That's why, what does it say? Those who thirst and hunger for righteousness. The only way you're going to get righteousness is to get fed from him, and it was going to produce righteousness through you. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 1, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Let's speak it together, please. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the... In other words, they're going to stop eating faith food. That's the only way you'll depart from the faith. Giving heed, hello, to what? Deceiving spirits. Why? They're going to get fed deceptive food. And doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing is to be refused if it is received with what? Thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by what? The word of God and prayer. So he says, look, in the latter times, many people are going to reject faith food. And they're going to eat deceptive food. And they're going to fall away. They're going to become, they will not see what you see anymore. They may have started off seeing what you see. Now they don't see what you see anymore. Does everybody get it? They started off hot. Yeah, praise God. I'm going, man, you want it thirsty and hungry. You want it more and more and more. And then, yeah. As soon as you just ate deceptive food. Oh, God, as soon as you say, God knows my heart, you just ate deceptive food. That's what happens is then we try to justify and reason. We look for excuses to say no to God. That's deceptive food. That's why he says many are going to fall from the faith. Why? They're eating junk food. Amen? Oh, snap. Hebrews 12. What does the word say? Many are going to... That are going to even fall away. They're going to go. They're going to have itchy ears to find those who will agree with them. Hebrews 12, verse 12. Is everybody there? Let's speak it, please. Therefore, what? Strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of what? Bitterness springing up cause trouble. And by this, many become what? Defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of deceptive food sold his birthright. Does everybody get it? And you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, that means you lose the blessing. he was what? Rejected. For he found no place for repentance. His heart was hardened. He did not repent. Though he sought it diligently with tears, but he didn't repent. He was only crying out for his inheritance. Not that I repented for eating deceptive food and rejecting his inheritance. He sold his inheritance. In other words, instead of eating faith food and allowing his birthright inheritance to manifest and grow and fulfilling the will of God, he sold it for food, deceptive food. Many people are selling their birthright today for fame. They're walking away from the perfect will of God to a complacent. Does everybody understand that? They're going where fame or finance or whatever else is for them instead of allowing God to tell them where, because they're not eating faith food. They're being misled instead of led. Nehemiah 9. All the glory. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 19. It says, yet in your manifold mercies you did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud did not depart from them by day to lead them on the road, nor the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way they should go. You also gave your good spirit to instruct them and did not withhold your what? Manna from their mouth. In other words, he was feeding them. You know, think about how much faith came when manna came down. Whoa! Food from heaven just falling out from the sky. They didn't lack anything. And then they gathered up to get through the Sabbath. You did not withhold your manna from their mouth and gave them water for their thirst. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out. Isn't that amazing? Do you know that their shoes grew with them? Can you imagine one pair of shoes for 40 years? Praise God. That's called lifetime guarantee. And their feet did not swell. Not that they had baby feet when they were 40 years old, okay? Everything grew. They didn't lack anything. Everything God provided. Why? Because he fed them food from heaven. He showed them the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day. He constantly kept them in an arena of faith. But they were brats. Once they got to the promise, once they got to the land, that all stopped. Hello? Once they entered that place, that all stopped. John chapter 8. You know, the word says that when we receive the word, we must mix it with faith. It is the ingredient. And how do you mix it with faith? This is how you mix it with faith. You believe, you receive, and you execute. Why? Because you think, now you're thinking, you're taking what you are hearing of the word of God and you're digesting it. It becomes faith food. When you're just going, yeah, I know, yeah. You're not eating, you're not digesting. Why? Because when you take in the word of God, the faith food, you are looking at how you can use it. How is this pertaining to my life? Because I'm going to believe, receive, and execute. How can I execute what I am hearing? If I'm not thinking that, then it's not mixed with faith. Is everybody okay? John 8. Oh, glory. John 8, 31. Let's speak it. John 8, 31. What does it say? And they what? John. Oh, I'm in Luke. I wonder why. Heck, I'm thinking, what's this? Luke stepped in front of John for a minute here. We just have to move Luke on the side. Luke, step over. John 8, 31. Then Jesus said to them, those Jews who believe him, if you what? Abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants. We have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered him, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be what? Free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word is not place in you. In other words, they're not eating. They weren't eating. Jesus, here he was. The tree of life shows up and says, come on, man, here's some fruit. Here, take a part of this. He was trying to feed them. He was speaking to them. They were so bound up through their traditions, they kept rejecting anything he had. They would not hear him. The only thing that they were looking for, because they've been eating deceptive food, was how to cause him to stumble. Listen, and they were supposed to have known the scriptures. They were the scribes, the Pharisees, and Sadducees. They were supposed to know the scriptures. Jesus rebuked them all the time. And you don't even understand what you've been reading for the last 40 years. I'm the one in the scriptures. Oh, we want to kill you. You bless me, God. I am God. So when he comes, he was just trying to tell him, man, don't you get it? Feed off of me. So all he kept saying is, feed off of me and your eyes will see. Everyone say, you feed off of him and your eyes will see. They couldn't see. They rejected spiritual food, faith food to bring them sight. Only some of them, amen, only some of them that were willing to believe, receive, digest it, began to see, whoa, maybe he is. I'm going to follow him more. I'm going to search it out. Let me tell you, when you begin to eat faith food, you begin to search more. You want to go deeper. You want more. Oh, glory. All right. Are you ready? Where are we at? Praise God. John 8:36. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word's not place in you. No, has no place in you. I speak what I have what? Seen with who? The Father. And you do what you have seen with your father, homie. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to him, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. What did Abraham do? He obeyed the voice of God. Abraham ate faith food. Why? When God spoke, Abraham grabbed it. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, who carries faith food, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. And Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. Ooh, those guys must have been freaking. They wanted to tear those robes and kill them right then and there. They were so demonized and bound up by religiosity, they couldn't see the one that created them that was standing right before them and tried to feed them. Why do you not understand my speech, he said? Because you are not able to listen to my word. I've got faith food. I have food for you to see. But you can't see me because you ain't willing to accept it. You are of your father, the devil. Oh, my goodness. I wanted to have a movie of that at that time when they were there. That would have been a candid camera flick. Those guys must have freaked out. They were probably looking for something to kill them with. Man, you believe that dude called me my father's the devil? That means he's telling me I'm a child of the devil. Yep. You keep eating that junk food. You keep eating that food of deception, you become a child of the devil, child of wrath. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. So because they couldn't believe him, they couldn't see him. Amen? They couldn't believe him, they couldn't see him. James chapter 2. Oh, hallelujah. James chapter 2, and verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have what? Works. Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of what? Daily. Do you see how the food is connected always with? Why? Because somebody say, man, don't you understand? I am the food that you need. You eat of me, you get faith. You don't eat of me, you stay in deception. And one of you says to him, depart in peace, be warmed, be filled, and I'll pray for you. But you do not give them the things which are needed for the body. What does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is what? If it does not have works, is what? Dead. Why? Because you believe, you receive, and you execute. Does everybody get that? Revelation chapter 12. In verse 7, Revelation 12, verse 7, what does it say? And war broke out in heaven. Is the war still going on in heaven? You betcha. They're trying to infiltrate to use anyone. Look at, anybody ever spoke something discouraging to you? Amen. You'll never amount to anything? Amen. You're no good? You're always, look at how many times, you're always an addict. Once an addict, always an addict. Man, that's a lie from hell. Anything from that arena is not faithful. It's deceptive food. And it brings a person in bondage. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives with Twinkies, junk food. He deceives with deceptive food. That's how he does it. He does it through everything. Technology, remember we talked about technology and everything, TV, music, all kinds of stuff that's just imparting deceptive lies. What's it doing? It's trying to steal everything that God plants in us, the seeds of faith. We're bombarded, and it's getting worse everywhere we go. Oh, hallelujah. Who deceives the whole world? He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come, because he brought real food, faith food. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they what? They overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb. Wait a minute, isn't the blood, didn't he say, he who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood? Hello? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and what else? The word of the, because what, they had a testimony, and what you speak is what you what? Eat. Does everybody understand that? And they did not love their lives to death. They weren't living for them anymore, they were living for him. Why? Because they realized he was the true tree of life. And you cannot walk in that realm without eating from the tree of life. You'll stay in fear. You'll be offended easily. All of these things. You'll be led by emotion instead of truth. Things that will dictate your decisions will be deception if it's from deceptive food. But if it's from the food of faith, that's truth and life. And then your decisions will be dictated by heaven and not by hell. Amen? And I want to close it. 1 John chapter 5. Faith food. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. You got to remember, the world does not know the faith food. They have no conception of it. Doctors, teachers, everyone that's under the world. So when you go to a doctor, the first thing you say, you got this, you got this, you got this. Ah! No. No, I got this, and I got this. Amen? Once you agree, it's already done. It's done. Does everybody understand that? It's done. See, because we are in a time where we agree and decree. This is a time of agree and decree of true food. Because what you speak is what you eat, and what you eat is what you become. We don't walk by what we see, we don't walk by what we feel, and we don't even walk by what we think. We walk by truth. So we must agree and decree. Does everybody get it? Everyone say, I'm going to agree with truth, and I'm going to decree with truth. It's how truth sets you free. Truth in the Bible, if I put this on the shelf, is it ever going to help me? It's going to collect dust. Not until I pick it up and begin to decree from it. Now I'm sowing, aren't I? It goes back to that spiritual law, sowing. Because what does a man sow, is he what? Reaps. He who sows his flesh reaps corruption. He who sows of the Spirit reaps life. Glory. Verse 1, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is what? Born of God. Now, the word believe means to what? Follow. And everyone who loves him, who begot also loves him, who is begotten of him. In other words, we are born from him. We're not born of the flesh or the will of man. Amen? But we are born of the Spirit. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. His commands are orders. His voice when he speaks. His word. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not what? Burdensome. They're not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our what? Our faith. That's what overcomes the world. So, man, what's going on in your life? If you're eating faith food, you're able to discern influences of what's influencing other individuals. It's called the spirit of discernment. You'll know the intent of someone's heart. Now, it doesn't mean you go around and expose it to everyone. There's a lot of people thinking they're getting away with all kinds of stuff. They think that somebody doesn't know. But the Spirit knows it all. He sees it all. And He knows the hearts and the minds of each and every one of us. Nothing is hidden. Nothing. So if we're eating from the faith food, we're walking in faith. We're not only walking in faith because we have spiritual sight, but we are doers of what truth says. Amen? Not how we feel, not anything else. And if we are doers of what truth says, then we walk in freedom. Why? Because we make room for the spirit of freedom. Because where the spirit of the Lord is, there's what?
Freedom.
Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And again, let the seed that's been imparted in us from your throne room be protected by the blood of Christ. Let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. Because we have been fed faith food. And let us continue to feed off of your faithfulness and off of you. So we don't grow weary. So that we are constantly led and not misled. So we agree with your truth and decree your truth. So that not only we can walk in freedom, but we can give your food to others to be free. We ask this, Lord, and I ask that you bless each and every one here and give them boldness to stand in these days. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.